Welcome back on into the NWO Orthopedics Sports Huddle live from the Frickers in Findlay on ESPN 1430 WFOB and Mix 96.7 WBVI. Lance Morse here with Jason Vermillion, head boys basketball coach over at Arlington. They're coming off of a win over Old Fort to now advance to the district title game for the second straight year. This time they will be at Fostoria taking on Mohawk. First off, coach, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
Thank you again for taking the time to come on and talk with us. Looking back at the regular season a bit, you go 14-8 with a fairly young team with just the one senior in Caleb Price. How did you kind of feel about your regular season overall?
I felt pretty good. You know, we had a rough start with our young group. Our schedule was pretty demanding in the month of December and early to mid-January with some of our non-leagues. And, you know, we got some lessons taught to us in that time. And with those lessons, I think our guys have figured some things out in the second half of the year. I really like how their focus has been and learn from those things and trying to clean some things up here, but there's still a lot of things to continue to get better at, obviously, but really like where we're at mentally right now, and you know, our effort's been good and consistent all year long.
You finished just outside the very top of the BVC, just behind Pandora Gilboa, Van Buren, and North Baltimore, but only one of those teams still playing in Pandora Gilboa. What do you think that says about what your guys have been able to overcome throughout the year?
Well, I think that speaks, you know, we have some good teams in the league, and, you know, unfortunately, some of them got bounced out early. But our guys have answered the bell throughout the league this year with an 8-3 record. You know, we got beat by the top three teams, but I thought we competed for the most part in each of those. But on each of those nights, those other teams were better than us. But, you know, I like the way the guys went through the league schedule.
You're listening to the NWO Orthopedics Sports Huddle live from the Frickers in Findlay on ESPN 1430 WFOB and Mix 96.7 WBVI. Lance Morse here with Jason Vermillion, head boys basketball coach of the Arlington Red Devils. Looking at last night's game against Old Fort, second straight year you've beaten them in the district semifinal. This year it was 62-56. You each had big runs throughout the game, but what do you think it was that allowed you guys to pull away in the last couple minutes?
Well, you know, things were looking bleak at the beginning of the fourth quarter where our post went in and missed the layup, but then turned in and turned around and gave himself his number four foul and put us at a disadvantage with what we'd like to have him on the game. But, you know, we got to be down seven with six to go, and, you know, our guys showed some really mental toughness, and, you know, we made some big plays to claw ourselves back into it a little bit. But, you know, the big thing was we did a pretty good job defensively in the first half, but Jacob Webb was a really good offensively last night in the first half. And, you know, who we had on him in the beginning did a good job, you know, but Jacob Webb made some nice offensive plays. But we made an adjustment and put a little bit more length on him, and I thought Ryan gave him some fits a little bit trying to get some of what he wants to do offensively. So that was a huge key, and I thought that we just finally was able to string some stops together, which was something that we needed to do to try to win that game because Old Fort played really well.
You mentioned the game Jacob Webb had. He was able to get, like you said, kind of whatever he wanted in that opening half, was able to have 20 points right before the break. Finished with 26, though, and you were able to, like you said, change up your game plan defensively. So at what point in that opening half did you think, okay, he's doing some very difficult things, and we're going to have to try and do something different if we want to attempt to slow him down and give our team a better chance of pulling away and getting the win?
We just thought, you know, we rolled the dice a little bit and continued with what we were doing in the first half, and he kept making shots. And, you know, we were hoping the second half that he would cool off a little bit. And, you know, we just, as a team, got a little bit better job communicating and making sure we got guys on the switch or not losing him or turning our head, so he always had somebody watching him.
You're listening to the NWO Orthopedics Sports Huddle live from the Frickers in Findlay. The Wednesday special, a sirloin steak for $6.99, and kids eat free all day, every day here at Frickers. Coming into this season, the talk was all about how you replaced the big presence you had with Logan Spire down low. And now, I don't think this player quite the physical presence that Logan was, but Ivan Berry has stepped in very nicely, was an all-first-team BVC guy for you. How key has he been to what you guys have wanted to do throughout the year?
he's continued to grow, and he's slowly still figuring some things out, but he's made huge strides with our post presence of our, because we need to have that in our offense to be successful. And, you know, he's had really big games for us this year, and we're going to keep riding on him a little bit as hard as we can, because to move on, you're going to need to have some nice post play.
But looking at outside play, Jarrett Vermilion has a great game last night, knocks down 5 threes in the game against Old Fort. He was a second-team All-BVC player. How important has he been able to be to help your team get to where they've wanted to go throughout the year?
You know, Jarrett does, he does the stuff on the outside with shooting the basketball that hopefully stretches some of the defense a little bit and makes them a little bit conscious of guarding us out there. But, you know, not only him, but we've got other guys out there that can shoot the basketball from beyond the arc, Caleb Price, and they help those two guys and Ty Webb off the bench. And, you know, even Ryan and Jacob can shoot the ball at times, but they can slash the basket. We want to try to have good balance from outside to inside, and we've been, in the second half of the year, really good with that.
You just mentioned Caleb Price. He's the only senior on this team. What has his role been like for this team, as he's been one of your key players as well throughout the entire year?
You know, he comes in, he's got the ability to shoot the basketball, and we need him to continually be aggressive with his thoughts and being open and shooting it. But a lot of big things from him is we really need him to rebound on a consistent basis every possession, because he's needs to use his athleticism and to his advantage, and helps us out of the team tremendously.
You're listening to the NWO Orthopedics Sports Huddle, live from the Frickers in Findlay on ESPN 1430 WFOB and Mix 96.7 WBVI. Lance Morse here with Jason Vermilion, head boys basketball coach of the Arlington Red Devils. Now looking ahead to Friday's game, you'll be taking on Mohawk for the district crown. They played New Regal after your game last night. What did you see from them in the game following your game last night?
They looked really good. They have a nice group of players that are athletic. They have some strength, and they just compete hard all the time. They've got some pieces on the outside. They've got good stuff on the inside. So it's going to be a tremendous challenge for us, but one we're looking forward to.
Caden Hammer, one of their guards, was effective from close range with his floater and also pretty good from three-point land as well. I think he had 3 threes last night. How do you kind of look to contain his game?
Ooh, I don't know. Last night was a night where he was effective, like you said, off the dribble and shooting three. So we're going to have to do some work here today and tomorrow to try to figure out how we can try to contain that, as well as trying to stop Zach Heyman, who's their leading scorer, who does a lot of good things. So they present some problems to us, and so we're going to have to try to come up with make sure that we're sharp defensively and contain most of those guys.
And another guy that had a very good night last night was Chris Klopp, their post player. He had 15 points and 12 rebounds. And how do you look to keep him off the glass? Because it seemed like whenever he wanted a rebound last night, he would find a way to go up and grab it.
Yes, he did. He was a man last night when he went to get it. He went and got it with both hands like you're supposed to. So we're going to have to do a really good job of making sure that he's located on shots, that we get a body on him to try to neutralize that, because, yeah, he's very aggressive and does a really good job finding that basketball and rebounds.
This has been Jason Vermilion, head boys basketball coach of the Arlington Red Devils. Coach, thanks for taking the time with us, and good luck against Mohawk. Looking forward to the game on Friday.
Thank you very much, Lance. Appreciate it.
And we'll be right back with more here on the NWO Orthopedics Sports Huddle, live from the Frickers in Findlay on ESPN 1430 WFOB and Mix 96.7 WBVI.